This is Tony.
Hey Tony, Mike here with Hoffenmeister. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Well, not too bad. I
I'm
had
doing
to
okay.
call you today, and then I received an email as well. So, is this a good time?
Yep. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, great. So, can we have Steve on the call as well? I mean, are you at the office right now? Is he available?
I'm not.
Okay.
I just left and he wasn't there today.
I see. Okay, so I just had to, discuss, the email that I sent to you on Friday, and then the, some upcoming updates as well. And then I can send you guys an email and keep Steve in the email as well, and that way he's informed too. Right? So Tony, I realize first of all that you had a conference and you mentioned this in time that you had to present the application at the conference, and that people would be able to, should be able to download the app on their phone after you've presented it. Now, for the Android, which happens to be, an easier, version to get through with, we were able to send you the QR code. Now, first of all, did you, try that QR code? Is that working for you?
None of us have Androids, and we didn't have anybody at the show try it on the Android because the iOS wasn't available, so we haven't. I personally have nobody that has an Android.
Okay.
So
Right.
we don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it works, but we didn't try it.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, so the Android was delivered, and the only hiccup we had was with the iOS, and when you and that was regarding the test flight, and you've seen the rejection email that we received from Apple, and then we had a hiccup with the Twilio account as well. So, we ran out of time, and unfortunately, I know it's embarrassing. I feel embarrassed, but we were not able to, go live with the test flight version like we had planned.
Right.
Now, and I, duly apologize. I want to speak to Steve personally about this as well, and make sure we're on the same page about what happened. But we've after shortly after that, my team worked, around the clock to get this done, and even before I called you, we had about a 2-hour meeting on what our next plan of action is going to be. So, first of all, about all the details that I sent you in the email, the 130-day timeline and how that is, that was an initial estimate and is no longer, applicable. Did that make sense to you, or shall I, shall we have a quick discussion on that as well?
No, that made sense to me, yeah. The whole email made sense to me. Basically, I just need to figure out what Twilio wants, and I've emailed them the contact person, and he just keeps sending me nothing. So I emailed him again today, John, I think his name
Yeah.
is, and he hasn't emailed me back yet.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. So, we need to verify your Twilio account, and in order to do that, I think you're on the road right now. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to send you an email shortly afterwards, and we do have a certain few requirements that we need to, we need from your side in order to get the application live. That includes the hosting server and the privacy policy, the terms and conditions, all of that you need to get the app up and running on the app stores now that we are getting into the final sprint for the mobile app development. So along with that, I'll send you the Twilio steps as well. So I think most probably the problem with Twilio right now is the verification number, and as long as one of you guys can enter your number, you'll receive an OTP. You enter that, and that's going to verify your account with them. The other thing was,
Okay.
there was some kind of a, some government requirement to it as well. And I, we were looking at it right now, and we don't see any kind of traces to that in the account now, right? So we're presuming that that's resolved. That was fairly new for us as well, but we're trying to get this covered right in time. So, we still have a few things to cover before we go live, and therefore we want to take care of the Twilio in the meantime, so there's no, hiccups towards the end this time. So that's one thing that I'll do. I'll send you some instructions about how to get the Twilio account verified on your own phone number, and that should be easy, just like an OTP coming in, enter that, and it's going to verify this. And along with that, there's going to be some other requirements as well that I'm going to email you. So in case some of these are, if you need any kind of help from me or you there's some kind of confusion about these, we can always have a quick call tomorrow as well, and I can walk you through, the few things that we need from you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right. Now, about the next test from here, Tony, I realize you guys want to go live as soon as possible. You have people waiting on the application. And, we have an equal sense of urgency here. I can assure you that, right? We did discuss this internally on, how soon we can accomplish this. Right now, there's a couple of things that remain that we're working on right as we speak, right? So one of those is the admin panel. So the next time we send out the mobile app and that goes live on the app stores, we also want to make sure you guys are able to manage it in terms of adding the buyers, in terms of adding the users, all of the admin controls that we spoke about and those that are documented in the scope of work document, that you and Steve have already seen. That's one thing that we're working on. The other thing that we're working on right now is the chats feature. That's the reason the app got declined on the test flight in the first place. We have had countless, submissions before this one whereby, a feature that was not working, we added a note to to Apple telling them that we are still working on it and we are going to release this static feature in the next update, and they would let us, get the application at least on the test flight so, the testers can start testing it at our end. But, this time we received a rejection, and therefore this feature needs to be covered as well. And then there's a couple miscellaneous items as well. So overall, what we're planning is, at this point in time, the deadline we have set for ourselves internally is that we should be able to complete the application by the 20th of October. And then we need about 5 days for deployment, which means moving the app from our hosting servers to yours, which is, again, something that I'll, send you an email for, the hosting requirements and everything, and what you need to do in order to get us the account. But anyway, so 20th is when we can, start the deployment, which means that the app and the admin panel and everything will be completed. And 25th, 5 days later, is when we commit to get the app on the app stores. Like, we will submit the app on Apple and Android. From there, there's a situation where the app can go live in one go, like in one instance, without any kind of problem, meeting all the terms and conditions that the app stores have. And in that case, the app should be up and running in about 48 to 72 hours after the submission. However, this, like you guys would understand, is, out of our full control. And then, Apple, especially Apple, and then Android as well, they have their terms and conditions, changing like every other day, literally, right? So there are instances where it takes longer as well. A rejection comes in, we work on that, we are fully liable to make sure the app goes live, and we wouldn't leave it, until the app it becomes public and it becomes available on the app stores. All I'm trying to say is that after we've submitted the app on the app stores by the 25th of October, the timeline from there is not something we would be able to control. Could be 2 days, could be 10 days as well, but rest assured we'll keep working on the application until the app fully goes live on the app stores and it becomes public and your audience is able to download it just like to download any other application from the app stores. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes total sense, yep.
Right, Tony, and once again,
Yeah, no, I've just seen Apple work very slow, so it's okay.
Oh, you got it. You got a taste of it. So, yeah, we are working like, we're burning candles at both ends. I can assure you that. I am an ambassador for you here, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. It's just that we want to do it right. I told this to Steve last time as well when we spoke about it, a week and a half ago or a week ago. And I think we are on the same page that rather than, trying to get this out as soon as possible, we want to make sure it's a perfect product And I think we've done, you know, we've together, you and us, your team and us, I think we have, you know, this product has evolved over time, and I think it's kind of a hand in glove kind of a product that we have come up to, you know, with these regular meetings that we have had so far. And we just want to make sure, you know, while we're in the final sprint, we get it done right rather than, you know, just trying to get this out and get this out of our, you know, workload as well. Right?
Right. Okay. Yep, that makes sense.
All right, Tony, so I'll send you an email as well. I'll keep Steve in loop as well. Is there anything else that we, you know, that you had to discuss for today about, you know, the next steps or, you know, what you can expect about the application?
No, I don't think so. I think you covered it all in your email as well, so thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Perfect, then. So one more thing. You know, we would need the terms of service and the privacy policy. Do you have someone legal, you know, like a lawyer or, you know, someone who can take care of the apps, terms and conditions and the privacy policy for you? I mean,
yeah.
You do, okay. All right, perfect, then. So I'll send you these, you know, pointer list, and then tomorrow, if you need to call me or, you know, if you have any questions, I can give you a call back and we can go from there.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Perfect, then. Tony, I'll let you go. You have a great day ahead, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Yeah, you
right,
too. Thank you.
Again. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.